Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So, that's a reasonable read, isn't it? And a lot there to be seen in the inflation department. Are we take them?
Yeah, that's right. Real global focus on inflation currently. I mean, central bankers around the world are dealing with inflation that's, I mean, it's already above their target ranges and looking for signs that higher oil prices start to sort of be seen in second round inflation. That then feeds into inflationary expectations. And on that note, actually, we've got the release of the RBNZ inflation expectations today. I'll give you the results of that tomorrow. But back to US inflation. Yeah, last night we saw the release of US CPI inflation data for July. Admittedly, the Federal Reserve prefers the PCE inflation measure, but there's still a huge amount of focus on this, on the headline and core CPI inflation. It's good news. In line with expectations, CPI month-on-month in the US rose a very low 0.1%. Core CPI, if you strip out the volatile stuff, up 0.2%. Year-on-year, 3.4%. That's for the headline. Core CPI, 2.5%. That's the number, I think, of real interest. 2.5% core inflation is under control, really. So what we've seen is the money markets over there pulling back expectations of a rate hike in September. If you go back to the end of July, it was probably 50-50 on whether the Fed would put rates up at their September meeting. That probability is now in the 30s, maybe high 30s. The market now thinking that sort of peak Fed funds rate would be below 4%. It's also allowed share markets to recover overnight, Mike, and for the minute, forget about the fact that the oil price is still elevated and seemingly no sign of a breakthrough, despite what we're always told in the Middle East. So, yeah, good news.
Give me, well, more good news. Talk to me about concrete. How about that?
Concrete. Let's talk ready-mixed concrete, because it doesn't lie, of course, because this is hard data after all. Stats New Zealand released the quarterly data on the volume of ready-mixed concrete being poured in the second quarter. A little bit dated, you know, because it's to the end of June, but I love it nonetheless. So drum roll, please, a big jump in the amount of ready-mixed concrete being poured. Actual volume, 1 million, bang on the nose, cubic metres poured, 12% more than was poured in the June 2025 quarter, probably the best quarter we've seen since sometime in 2023. The year number, year to the end of June, 3.77 million cubic metres poured. That's a modest increase on the year to the end of June 2025, 1.8%. It would be very unlikely to surprise listeners when I inform them that the Canterbury region is very strong on the concrete barometer, recording quarterly growth when compared to the June 2025 quarter of 25%, which follows a 16.5% lift in March. Targa's Southland also 20% on that metric. And here's a surprise, though. Northland was quite strong. Not sure what's happening in Northland, up 26.5%. Still hard work in the Auckland region. The year to the end of June for the whole of the Auckland region was the lowest level we've seen in 5 years for the 12-month number. But the June quarter looked a little bit better. So, look, it's accelerating, and that's good news.
Right, now, give us a quick word. ASB and CBA tied up, of course. A lot of commentary in Australia about the housing market, of course, from the bank.
Yeah, we've talked about Westpac and the low level of loan applications. The RBA made comments on it as well. CBA announced results yesterday, including their operation here, ASB. ASB profit fell. Lift in operating expenses we saw there, which was not helped by a $135 million class action settlement. Profit down 2%, still posted a $1.4 billion profit. Interesting comment from CEO Victoria Short. They said they had momentum at the start of the financial year, but a very different second half. Back to the mothership, CBA. Their experience on the mortgage application front, investor mortgage applications have fallen 28% since May. They do say it's stabilised. Didn't stop them from generating a profit of $11 billion. Staggering numbers. Share price quite stable, though. So there you go.
Good stuff. Give me some numbers.
Yeah, so slightly more positive. Well, the Dow Jones is eking out a gain, 16 points, 53,807. The S&P 500 up 0.3%, 7751. But the NASDAQ posting a 163-point gain, as we look at it at the moment, 0.62%, 26,609. The FTSE 100 lost 11 points, so small fall, 10,833. The Nikkei came back to work after Mountain Day, up 0.83%, 67,524, 0.32% rise in the Shanghai Composite, 3,946. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.45%, 41 points, 9,209, the ASX 200. The NZX 50 down 123 points yesterday, 0.89%, 13,737. One Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker, 0.5855 against the US, 0.8292 against the Aussie, 0.5082 against the euro, 0.4340 pounds, 93.4 against the Japanese yen, gold $4,399, and Brent crude just stable, really, $88.86.
Yeah, well, man, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.